Welcome to Hours Played. Hours Played is where I actually play some of those games that I've put cold hard cash down on the many Steam sales, Humble Bundles, GOGs, and what else. So I'm going to spend an hour on each game going down alphabetically in my Steam list. A New Beginning is first, followed by A Virus Named Tom. Thankfully, then we're out of the articles. Our first game, A New Beginning, by Daedalus Entertainment, released in 2011, is a point-and-click adventure game. This game opens up great. There's an opening comic book-style sequence where the world is in peril. There's a solar flare about to wipe out all of humanity.
We are looking at certain death for every living thing in 2 weeks.
There's a poor man's Jean-Luc Picard with a bold plan to go back to the past.
A step back to the past.
But then we're dropped into the body of Brent. Brent is a kind of overweight, mustachioed gentleman, probably a former scientist, and filled with this vague feeling of regret.
Oh, the bottles are still here. But then, who else but me should take them away?
Who's kind of obsessed with this one machine.
My fogger.
The first puzzle in this game is to fix this machine.
My fogger.
Sort of devolves into the worst sort of pixel hunting. There's a cupboard full of items or spices or oils, but there's a very specific bottle that you just have to click on. Brent won't be satisfied until he's fixed his fogger.
My fogger.
Not even the mysterious woman that just landed on his yard with a helicopter, which would certainly have gotten my attention, but apparently Brent's fogger is way too important.
My fogger.
And here's where the main problem lies with this game. Thrill me, make me laugh, teach me something, make me feel, damn it. Don't make me complete just mundane, boring task like fixing
my fogger.
Once we finally do fix Brett's fogger, we're finally given control of Faye in a post-apocalyptic San Francisco flashback sequence. Either way, the puzzles are still rely a lot on pixel hunting and just clicking on the right thing that doesn't really stick out. One thing that really does stick out, though, is that this game is super pretentious. I'm no Captain Planet villain, but even I felt that the message of environmental urgency, oh my god, we're killing the planet, was super apparent and super pretentious. What's going on over there?
Hey, what's that?
Murph! I came for you from the future in this helicopter!
Like,
See, I'm kind of trying to do a podcast here. If you could just, like, wait over there while I finish.
Comments? HoursPlayedPodcast@gmail.com or facebook.com/HoursPlayedPodcast.
Next time, A Virus Named Tom.